You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, Nancy Grace here. Have you ever Googled yourself, your neighbors, somebody at work, a crush? 57% of Americans admit to keeping an eye on their own online reputation. 46 admit to using the internet to look up somebody from their past. But Google and Facebook, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to finding personal information. There's an innovative new website called Truth Finder. It's now revealing the full scoop on millions of Americans. Truth Finder can search through hundreds of millions of public records in a matter of minutes. Truth Finder members can literally begin searching in seconds for sensitive data like criminal, traffic, arrest records. Before you bring someone new into your life and around the people you care for, your children, consider using Truth Finder. What you find may astound you. Go to truthfinder.com/Nancy right away to start searching. truthfinder.com/Nancy. truthfinder.com/Nancy. Find the truth. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Sky Ridge high schoolers head home for the day. They have a lot weighing on their young minds.
Never could have seen this happening.
Senior Caleb Latimer had a good relationship with health teacher Chelsea Cook. After taking her class, he signed up to be her TA.
She was my favorite teacher. She was one of the classes that I would look forward to going to.
He's taking the news of her arrest hard.
Maybe harder than most because, I don't know, I was close to her.
Caleb says Cook confided in students about her failed marriage.
Before her divorce, you could tell like she was super happy all the time. And then when she got divorced, she missed a couple days of class, which she never really did. And then, I don't know, after that, it was just kind of different, I guess.
Sick inside this morning.
Today, the Alpine School District is trying to help students like Caleb process all of this.
We're telling them the information that's been shared, that yes, one of your teachers has been arrested and charged with aggravated murder.
Kimberly Bird is the assistant superintendent.
Have I ever had to say that to a student? No, never.
They notified parents through email.
Of course, my reaction was shock.
Mike Jensen's daughter had Cook as her teacher this year.
I think there's probably a little bit of real world hitting them, just as students who probably hear about tragic events and never really hits that close to home, and this one does hit close to home.
Despite the confusion,
I want to know what drove her to do it.
Caleb's still concerned for his teacher.
Just hope that she does okay wherever she ends up.
Did a Utah high school health teacher gun down and kill her ex's new girlfriend in front of her own 3-year-old twin daughters? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. You just heard our friends at KUTV. That was Gina Rowe speaking with one of the Sky Ridge High School students, Caleb, about Chelsea Cook's alleged murder charges. Joining me right now, CrimeOnline.com investigative reporter John Limley. Let's start at the beginning. You know what, John? I'm having a hard time taking this in because I'm looking at a gorgeous photo of her. I'm talking about Chelsea Watrous Cook, just 32. She was just arrested in Salt Lake City for allegedly shooting dead her ex-husband's new girlfriend. But what is so disturbing me so much, in addition to the murder charge and the death, she's holding these beautiful little twin girls. I mean, listen, the other night when I sent my husband to the pantry to get out the chocolate milk, the Nestle Quick, and I was in the middle of working on my book. I was just covered in papers and two computers plus my cell phone trying to research like a 10-year-old murder case. He couldn't find it. I had to get up, put everything down, go find it. If I had had a gun. But let me just say I had a broom handy. I tried to sweep him out of the pantry. It was right in front of his face. Look, we all have moments that we would like to let's just say reprimand our spouse, but I would never, ever, because I would lose the twins Just start at the beginning, John. What happened?
Well, Chelsea Cook, the woman at the center of this case, as
gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. It seems to have a perfect life. If you're looking at pictures and social media, beloved teacher, as we've heard, she taught health at Sky Ridge High School in Lehi, Utah. That's about a half hour south of Salt Lake City. Cook is divorced. Her husband, Travis Cook, on Sunday had their three-year-old twins. They were with their father and his new girlfriend, Lisa Williams. In the early evening hours, Chelsea Cook stops by the ex-husband's and girlfriend's apartment purportedly to deliver cough medicine for one of the twins. Now, this is where things get a little sketchy. There are holes in the story that we're receiving, but somehow the ex-husband is in the apartment parking lot as she enters the apartment. And the report says that the next thing she did was go straight to the bathroom, lock herself in, and call 911.
So she gets there in order to drop off the cold medicine for the twins, the little girls, and goes straight to the bathroom. Did I get that right, John Limley?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay. Let's analyze that. To you, Kathleen Murphy, renowned North Carolina family lawyer, you deal with family friction all the time. What does that tell you, that she went straight to the bathroom and locked herself in there?
First of all, the fact that she got in the bathroom is concerning, and the husband was down in the parking lot. I think she was there to deliver medicine, and then she took it upon herself to enter the parking or enter the apartment because somebody called the police because they told her to leave, I believe, and she wouldn't leave.
Okay, wait. So when I say straight to the bathroom, that's after they asked her to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. So they had asked her to leave. Ooh, I bet that was a scene.
It was a scene.
Go
ahead.
It makes your blood boil to think your husband is exposing your children to a new, basically, substitute mom.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it made her blood boil, but you just can't unload bullets. So what does that tell you? They ask her to leave and she goes and locks herself in the bathroom. That's not good.
No, clearly she's out of her mind. And I think that I see this all the time. People who have children that are young and that are precious to them and have no control over what's really happening with their children, they can just lose their mind. They can snap.
I want to go to you, Karen Stark, New York psychologist. Karen Stark joining us this morning from Manhattan. You know, Kathleen Murphy sees it from a different angle. She's North Carolina family lawyer. She represents all sides in divorces, family friction cases, runaways, custody, the works. That's how she sees it. I see it as a prosecutor, as a crime victim. I'm looking at shoots down the girlfriend, the new girlfriend, with the children right there, the three-year-old little girls. Karen Stark, help me out, because this woman is not insane.
She's not insane, Nancy, because she knew to be able to say she was bringing the medicine. It sounds pretty planned out. Locked herself in the bathroom, got into the apartment. So she absolutely seems to have known what she was doing. What is baffling to me is if she was that upset about her daughters, as it was just discussed, then why in the world would she ever commit that kind of a crime in front of children and leave that kind of impression on them, which is going to take years to be able to get out of their mind? Would be lucky if they can get over that incident, if it doesn't stay stuck. And there she is with her two young children, and she guns down this woman out of jealousy and rage.
To Stephen Lampley joining us, former high-profile detective. You can find him at StephenDavidLampley.com. Stephen, by the time this gets contorted and goes to trial, she'll probably be claiming self-defense, and she'll have a ton of reputation witnesses to say what a great teacher she was. So when you look at a scene like this, how do you defeat a claim like that of self-defense?
Well, Nancy, there were, of course, the two three-year-olds, and then you got the husband and the of course, the girlfriend's now dead.
Well, I doubt pretty seriously 3-year-olds are going to testify to the logistics of a murder.
They won't. That leaves the husband and the ex-wife. He said, she said. So it's going to be an interesting case, nonetheless.
It will also be a matter of forensics, because we know that Chelsea Cook comes in there with a gun. Cook's ex-husband, Travis Cook, says she unlocked... Okay, first of all, she comes in with the cold medicine. Then they ask her to leave. She won't leave. She goes and locks herself in the bathroom. They call 911. The ex-husband, Travis Cook, says she unlocked the bathroom door voluntarily right after 911 was called, goes to grab her coat before pulling out a firearm and firing multiple times at Lisa Villate Williams, just 26 years old. Williams falls on the couch and dies. The husband wrestles the gun away, and then the ex sits on a chair with their two children while he tried to help and revive Williams. Then Chelsea Cook, according to him, tries to walk to her coat, but he grabs her and pins her against the wall until police get there. Now, what can you tell me, John Limley, about previous marital discord?
Well, Nancy, for quite some time, there had been, even before the girlfriend, there had been a lot of trouble, especially when it came to care of the twins. It was just really one episode after another, and it seems like this new girlfriend just took her over the top when it came to this anger that was building up inside of Chelsea.
Well, specifically, Kathleen Murphy, what does it mean to you that Chelsea Cook, the wife, was arrested for domestic violence in October? There was a, this is according to KSTU-TV, Chelsea Cook had been involved in a previous domestic violence incident, and a case related to that had been filed in Harriman City early November, charging Cook with 2 counts of domestic violence in the presence of a child and 1 count of assault. So this is not her first time at the rodeo, Kathleen Murphy.
I see it all the time, Nancy, and I think that what we're dealing with is probably someone who can take no for an answer, has a lot of rage, and may have a mood disorder. I see a lot of borderline personality disorder behaviors of this woman. And it's too bad, because the court system don't really have people going through the court systems get evaluated for their children's sake.
I mean, look, Karen Stark, I'm sure you're going to want to respond to this, but why all this over one man? As my grandmother used to say, they're like a bus. No offense, John Limley and Stephen Lampley and Alan Duke. They're like buses. Another one will come by in about 15 minutes.
At Sky Ridge High School, just like anywhere else, teachers are held to a standard and entrusted with our children.
Just hearing the news is shocking and, and heartbroken.
The Alpine School District learned from police that Chelsea Cook was the suspect in a murder investigation.
We wanted our parents to know from us, you know, how are kids safe at school? Even though it didn't occur at school, you know, what safeguards do we have going on?
The shooting happened Sunday night. Cook came to her ex-husband's apartment in Midvale to deliver some cough medicine for one of their 3-year-old twins.
At some point during the time she was in the apartment, it's believed she pulled out a gun and shot the victim in this case.
That victim was her ex's girlfriend, 24-year-old Lisa Williams. The twins saw it all happen, according to arresting documents.
You are hearing right there from our friend at KSLTV, Mike Anderson, who is talking with the Skyland assistant principal. This shooting unfolds in front of the couple's 3-year-old twins. And to you, John Limley, Jackie Howard's brought up an interesting theory that, hey, it wasn't so much about jealousy of the husband seeing a new girlfriend. It was about the twins, the little girls. But why not then just take the little girls? Why shoot down the ex-girlfriend if it wasn't about jealousy, John Limley?
Precisely. And what is really baffling for a mother who purportedly loves her children so much. Why has she caused them to witness such awful things over the past just few weeks? You know, we were talking about the two counts of domestic violence earlier that Chelsea Cook was charged with, and this was in the presence of those children as well. Now, she pleaded not guilty to all three misdemeanor charges, and this was just November 13th for offenses that happened on October 16th, just a matter of a few short weeks before then this awful event that yet again the twins witness.
Listen to our friend Matt O'Donnell at WPVI-TV.
New this morning, a Utah teacher is accused of shooting and killing her ex-husband's girlfriend in front of the former couple's children. 32-year-old Chelsea Cook is charged with first-degree aggravated murder. Police say the high school health teacher went to her former husband's suburban Salt Lake City apartment to deliver cold medicine to one of their three-year-old twins on Sunday night. At some point, detectives say Cook pulled out a gun and shot 26-year-old Lisa Williams. Williams died at the hospital.
With the children right there. Karen Stark, renowned New York psychologist, joining us from Manhattan. What effect is this going to have on the children? This is their mother we're talking about, who's likely going to jail for life or worse.
It's trauma, Nancy, and it's something that they're 3 years old. They really can take that in and remember it. So they're going to need a lot of help to be able to get over this scene and not have it indelibly stamped into their mind. It's just awful. And, you know, I have another question. I'm wondering why she was even allowed to get near them, near that woman, and deliver the cold medicine, given that there was already so much havoc going on in their relationship.
You know, another issue, and I'm going to throw that question to John Limley, another issue for you to mull over, Kathleen Murphy, is if she's angry that her baby girls are now going to be exposed to a, quote, substitute mommy. Now what's going to happen with her behind bars? You know, of course there's going to be no telling how many women in this husband's life. I mean, he's just 28. What do you think he's going to do? Go into a monastery and be a monk? There are going to be many, many women in his life after this. So this was completely counterproductive. What about that, Kathleen?
She wasn't thinking. She snapped. She premeditated going over there with a gun. I agree with that. But all of that was under, in my opinion, the umbrella of Snap. Just going crazy. Going crazy because they cannot control what they want to do.
Well, Snap is not actually a defense under Snap. That's a name of a show on Oxygen, Snapped. That's not a legitimate defense under the law. If you're angry and you shoot somebody, that's still murder one.
Yep.
You can form premeditation in the twinkling of an eye. And by the time it takes to pull a trigger, less than a second. So anger, revenge, none of that is a jealousy. None of those are defenses.
But we see it all the time.
Everybody in the Fulton County Jail would go, oh, I was mad. Yeah, okay, don't care.
Yep, you're right. But I think that people are just thinking they can have what they want, when they want it, and their family appearance is critical to everything that they do. See it all the time.
So let me ask you this, John Limley. What exactly did she teach at the high school?
She was a health teacher, and she also, in addition to teaching yoga off campus for adults, she also taught some yoga classes for the students as well there on the Sky Ridge campus.
Right now, she, Chelsea Cook, is being held at the Salt Lake County Jail on $1 million bail. Whoa. She faces one charge of aggravated murder. The shooting is being investigated by Salt Lake City Police Department. One of the people involved is related to the Unified Police Department, an employee there. They were the ones that first responded. Cook, as Limley just told you, was a health teacher and a yoga teacher. Right now, the school trying to explain to all the students why their teacher is behind bars. Now, Williams, the victim in this case, mother, says she wants her daughter to be remembered for the beauty of her life. That's Lisa Velate Williams. You know, I'm looking at the tribute the mom posted on Facebook. She says, my beautiful Lisa murdered while decorating a Christmas tree with homemade ornaments she was making with the twins. Kind, sweet, generous, loving, brought joy to every aspect of her life, shared the beauty of her life rather than the monster that ripped her from our lives. She was magic, and I want her remembered for how she lived and not for how she was killed. Window treatments is one of those terms for something necessary but boring. Your blinds. You don't even think about them unless you move or they break. Well, when they're right, everything in your home looks better. But when they're wrong, everything in your home looks tacky. But let's be honest, taking the time and the effort to pick out and buy blinds sounds expensive, boring, and then think of installing them yourself. Who wants to do that? But Blinds.com makes it really easy for you. Not sure what you want or even where to start? With Blinds.com, you get a free online design consultation. Send them pictures of your home. They send back custom recommendations from a professional for what will work with your color scheme, your furniture, and your specific rooms. They even send you free samples to make sure everything looks as good in person as it does online. And every order gets free shipping. And this is the best part. If you accidentally mismeasure or pick the wrong color, if you mess it up, Blinds.com will remake your blinds for free. That's unusual. Blinds.com makes it really easy for you. There's no excuse to leave up mangled blinds to make your whole home look cheap and tacky. Don't do it. Go to Blinds.com. And now for a limited time, get 20% off everything at Blinds.com when you use promo code Nancy. Repeat, 20% off everything at Blinds.com if you use the promo code Nancy. That's Blinds.com, promo code Nancy for 20% off everything. Faux wood blinds, cellular shades, roller shades, everything. Blinds.com, promo code Nancy. Rules and restrictions do apply. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Oklahoma City 911.
Hi, I'm a teacher at Fillmore, and this wild pit bull got loose and it's like attacking the kids.
What is it?
It's a pit bull dog. I don't.
Okay.
I mean,
what's the address there? What's the address there?
I don't know what. I don't know. Hold on. I got to look it up on my phone. It's on right. Blackwell.
What's the name of the school?
Fillmore.
Okay. Are they on the, is it on the playground or where is it?
Yeah. It's on the back playground. Oh my, I got to call inside.
Can you get the kids inside?
No. It's, let me call you back.
What color?
Inside.
Listen. I need, what color is it?
It's attacking. Oh my God! Okay.
What color is it, ma'am?
It's gray and white.
Is it?
I got it.
Has it bit any of the kids?
Door.
Ma'am, has it bit any of the kids? Ma'am.
What? It's gray and white.
It's gray and white or black and white?
I mean, it's gray and white. I don't know. We're trying to get in the building. You guys, stay up here. I don't want them to shoot it.
Have any of the kids been bitten?
Yeah. Get on. I got to go. I'm trying to help them. Can you just...
All right. We'll get them over there.
Who cares what color the dog is? All I want to know is, does it have teeth? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. An escaped pit bull attacked by a hero teacher after the pit bull breaks into an Oklahoma elementary school playground during recess and attacks a dozen children. Listen.
I saw these two girls get by, and I was by them. And then the pitbull tripped me, and then it bit me where I always scratch myself. There's a gate, and it was opened.
And a bunch of kids were just running because they were scared. A lot of kids were bitten, and they were trapped.
I was coming over here, and we were all running, and there was kids behind me, and I fell, and I got trampled by kids. I was just so scared. I didn't expect this to happen today.
Why am I always reporting about a pit bull, or as Penny Douglas Fur is going to correct me, a pit bull mix? Like there's like the difference, or a Rottweiler attacking and trying to eat people. Why? I never hear about a Basset Hound. I don't. I don't hear about a French Poodle. No, it's always the pit bulls and the Rottweilers. And now the thing escapes, quote, escapes. That's their word, not mine. Escapes. It's like it's getting out of a prison, like a max security. Escapes and goes straight to an elementary school playground during recess and unhinges its jaws. Joining me, Joseph Scott Morgan, death investigator, Kathleen Murphy, family lawyer, Penny Douglas Fur, animal rights activist and trial lawyer, and joining me right now, crimeonline.com investigative reporter, John Limley. You know what? Could that 911 dispatch person ask any more questions? You hear the children screaming bloody murder in the background, and she's like, how do you spell that? What color is it? Is it gray? Or is it white and gray? You know what? Just send the ambulance and the police lady. That's it, John.
You can hear the frustration in the teacher's voice that called 911.
I'm less concerned about her frustration than I am about the children shrieking in the background. Did you hear those blood-curdling screams?
It's chilling. This is a Monday afternoon, a little after 12:30. There are about 28 third and fourth graders enjoying recess on an open playground at Fillmore Elementary School in Kansas City. No one is really certain at what moment this dog comes onto the playground. And as we've heard, there is a lot of discussion of the coloring. It is a white pit bull, grayish brown markings. The first inkling that the teachers had that there was even a dog on the playground was the screams of the kids.
The screams of the children, and we heard those screams. Take a listen to more of that 911 call.
Oklahoma City 911.
Yes, this is Demetria at Fillmore Elementary, 5200 South Blackwelder. We need animal control immediately. We've got a pit bull on our playground attacking children. We have over 13 children that have been injured.
Okay.
Please send someone immediately.
Okay, just keep me on the phone, okay?
Okay.
What color is the pit bull?
It's white and kind of blackish brown. It's two-toned. We're still trying to get children off the playground. It is just running after them like crazy.
You are hearing another teacher calling 911. She seems to be inside calling 911. The first one was outside on the playground with the pit bull running wild. Listen.
The dog came on and started to attack some of the kids. And then, of course, the kids began to scream and panic, which excited the dog and scared the dog even more. And so, you know, his natural instinct was to keep biting and going after the kids.
According to reports, third and fourth grade students on the playground at Fillmore Elementary in Oklahoma City, when the dog, quote, chased down students, biting them severely before trying to enter the school building itself until a special ed teacher, Lee Hughes, tackled the animal. Whoa. Okay. Joining me right now is Joseph Scott Morgan, death investigator, author of Blood Beneath My Feet on Amazon. When I hear that anything escaped, that gives me a very bad feeling. escape from what, and why was it being held there? What can a dog do to a child, a third grader, for Pete's sake?
Yeah, in many of these cases, the dog is going to see the small child as a threat. And who knows what's motivating the dog? It's, this whole thing's very ominous. And, you know, with small children on a playground, it's fish in a barrel. If this dog is irritated, maybe the dog has rabies. You have no idea what's going on. My first thought is that they're, you know, the child's going to try to defend itself. They're going to raise their arm up. The dog's going to go for the arm, bite the arm, or maybe worst case scenario, go after the throat. And that's very terrifying, Nancy.
The dog whose owner is unknown actually gets onto the playground and begins chasing and attacking children, even trying to get into the building. Listen.
Bridget.
Oklahoma City, 911.
Hey, I called earlier. We probably will need an ambulance for some of these dog bites at Fillmore Elementary.
Yeah, we got an ambulance on the way.
The 12 that were transported, those students sustained some kind of bite, whether it was just a nick or, you know, a puncture wound.
The pit bull mix even managed to get inside the school, but a brave teacher tackled him before he reached any classrooms. The district applauding the teachers and first responders who sprang into action.
Had we hesitated, had our folks done something different than what they did, we might be talking about a different result here.
But the school is also reviewing what happened.
I think they should follow more protocol. I mean, take a walk around before they let the kids out and make sure that the gates are secured.
Fillmore Elementary is one of dozens of Oklahoma City schools with open playground gates.
That's a problem that we're looking at across the district, not just at Fillmore, making sure that we need any resources to make sure that those gates are secured.
To Penny Douglas Furr, animal activist and trial lawyer in the Atlanta jurisdiction, Penny, okay, I'm ready. I'm sitting down. Maybe I better lay down for your defense. Hit me.
Well, Nancy, this dog, first of all, if the kids are running around screaming, that's what's exciting the dog, and that's why it's chasing. I have friends that go to schools and try to train kids how to deal with dogs so they don't get bit. This dog didn't go in to attack anybody. If this dog wanted to hurt somebody, he could. He didn't go in to hurt anybody. He was excited. They were squealing. He started chasing them. Now, my friends who go in and teach...
He was biting the children. John Lindley, is it true the darn thing got into the school building?
Yes, and as we've mentioned, if not for Lee Hughes, the special education teacher, he was able to tackle the dog before he reached any of the classrooms. He was able to grab him right there in the hallway right after he entered the school.
Take a listen to this.
Started fighting back at all with you? I mean, was it, were you able to just kind of turn it down?
I had it pinned, and my arms locked around his head so it couldn't move.
And then a police officer showed up, is that right?
Correct, and he got on top of me, and the two of us kept the dog pinned until more police arrived.
Do you feel like a hero?
No. No, everybody just did what they were supposed to do.
Lee, do you have experience with dogs? Is that kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I'm a special ed teacher. I'm used to being able to just do what needs to be done, and it just worked out real well.
So I'm hearing that Penny Douglas Furr is saying it's really the children's fault.
No, it's the owner's fault.
Because he... It's like a burglar coming into your home with a knife and a gun, but then saying, oh, he didn't mean to hurt anybody. It's the children's fault because they squealed, and they should learn how to behave around a pit bull. And let me point out that Penny Douglas Furr, at last count that I know of anyway, has 5 giant Rottweilers running through her home. Okay, she has to lock the doors to keep the dogs in. not to keep burglars out, but to keep the Rottweilers in. I'll never forget those fangs I saw at the front door, Penny Douglas fur. So why you're blaming?
And they've never bit anybody.
Right. That's because everybody runs when they hear that snarling inside. Kathleen Murphy, I'd like to hear your response. North Carolina family lawyer, to Penny's defense, that it's the children's fault. It's their fault because they squealed. I'd scream my head off and run.
First of all, I am absolutely opposed to any pit bulls being around a child. I'm opposed to pit bulls being around adults, but that's just my personal opinion. I know there are very sweet dogs out there, but way back in 1975, my dad did a story about pit bulls. And I'll never forget that I was younger at that time. They used to scare me back then. And if there is a pit bull in a playground at an elementary school, I'm running, I'm screaming, and it's the dog's fault, and it's the owner of that dog. And something needs to happen with the owner of that dog.
Speaking of the owner, they're still looking for the owner. Take a listen to this.
We believe he's probably owned. He's, you know, he's healthy, in good shape, you know, good condition, good hair coat. In this case, due to the severity and the number of people that were bit, he will not be available for adoption or transfer. We have a responsibility to our public to put safe animals back out in the community.
Why isn't the owner coming forward, John Limley?
That's a big question. Animal welfare has just been scouring the community, trying to figure out where this dog came from. The dog, estimated to be about a year old, has no tag, has not been microchipped, but they don't believe it's a stray. The dog is being held toward the back of the facility there at Animal Control until they figure out who it belongs to, along with other dogs who have been considered dangerous.
You know, Penny Douglas Fur, I'm looking at Fillmore Elementary School there in Oklahoma City, where the, quote, escaped dog broke into the playground. The fence at the playground looks to be about 5 feet high, and it's a chain link fence. The dog broke in. It reminds me of those dinosaurs in Jurassic Park. They can actually think, okay? They're sneaking around. Remember them in the kitchen, and they know how to open doors and ovens and things like that. The dog figured out how to break into a chain link fence, Penny.
Well, the article says the gates are always left open at the school, that it has a chain link fence, but they left the gates open, so the dog got in.
Oh, blame the gate, blame the gate. Okay.
But the interesting thing is, when the teacher attacked this dog, or went, got on top of the dog and held
him. What did you say? The teacher attacked the dog?
Well, that the dog didn't bite him. That's what's very interesting. The teacher jumped on top of this dog, and the dog didn't bite him. That says a lot.
Okay, so I'm glad that you clarified that, probably because the teacher jumped on him from behind. And, you know, what, do I give the dog a doggy bone for not, you know, tearing into the jugular of the teacher after he'd already bitten all these students on the playground, Penny?
If the dog was aggressive and somebody jumps on it from behind, he'll turn around and attack, and obviously he did not. But the owner's at fault. I will agree with that. The owner is at fault.
Okay, Penny, now I know why you make all the big bucks defending the dog with a straight face. Right now, the dog is in holding, probably getting a big fat steak right now as we wait to find its owner. Listen.
There were some gates that were open. We're looking into that. That's a problem that we're looking at across the district, not just at Fillmore, making sure that we need any resources to make sure that those gates are secured. We're going to handle that. We do have a lot of gates across the district, and we're going to be working. Well, we've identified that, and we have plans in place to put welded chains and gates that can't be cut off on the fences.
Nancy Grace, Crime Story, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
Are you considering a safe to secure your valuables or firearms? Let's face it, safes are not very attractive. They usually end up getting stuck in the garage or in a closet. Wouldn't it be great if there was a safe that had the look of a beautiful antique so you could display it in your living space as an heirloom while also having easy access to it? Well, there is. Check out the Rhino Ironworks safe at rhinosafe.com. American-made and antique-styled, our safes are part art, part furniture, and all security. And if you like the classic look of our Rhino Ironworks safes, we also feature beautiful matching tool chests and furniture. With hundreds of thousands of satisfied customers and a huge network across the U.S., we've built our reputation on having the best built, best looking, and most convenient safes with great service and warranties. And you can get online financing. So go with the best and get style, convenience, security, and true peace of mind with rhinosafe.com today. That's rhinosafe.com. RhinoSafe.com.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.